Brian, he's effectively locked us out. We can't get back in.
The following is a Castwave Studios production.
Paul!
So we're doing show prep, and Colin informs me at the fact chat, what are we having? I'm trying to write this fucking down.
Okay.
Like, right, what
so,
the hell? All
right, are you ready?
I've been ready.
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
So tonight on the Fat Shack, we're going to be discussing Lay's fried pickle chip and ranch flavored potato chips.
Wait, fried pickle and chip.
No, fried pickle chips.
Fried pickle chips.
And ranch.
And ranch
flavored chips.
And ranch flavored.
So it's fried pickle and ranch flavored chips.
Is that a separate entry?
Yeah.
No. Are these two lines, fried pickle chips, and then a separate bag?
No. They're fried pickle and ranch chips.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
The internet. The final frontier.
Welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere. Tonight, we have Avengers Endgame predictions. Coke pulls its ads from the Super Bowl.
Because it's too expensive.
And on the Fat Shack, fried and pickled ranch chips? Because if you're going to eat your feelings, why not do Boldly Going Nowhere?
You know, because...
Can you turn me back on?
Thanks. I believe they're called fried pickle and ranch chips.
But that's okay, because, you know, if you're going to eat your feelings, why not Boldly Going Nowhere? And speaking of which... Welcome to Boldly Going Nowhere.
Well, because I realized that the thing was coming up, and I had to say Boldly Going Nowhere went right before the post.
Right on the hit.
On the hit, and that didn't work. So
yeah. Well, it kind of worked.
Well, because I originally wrote fried pickle and ranch chips, because if you're going to eat your feelings, go full shame.
Yeah.
Welcome to 2019, everybody. How's it going?
Yeah, 2019.
Yeah, the first BGN of 2019.
Yeah, we only have 1 year left before we're out of... the 10s and into the 20s.
The 2020s, yeah.
So the ratio is our vision's been superb from here on out, and it's going to get worse as time goes on.
So, okay, so let's take it. So we did the 2000s, which were, you know, a halcyon day where, you know, things hadn't gotten quite so bad. Then we're in the middle of our... like we're in the middle of our greasy, spotty adolescence growing into the adult, and then 2020s is when everything's going to go to hell.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean, it's too real.
Sex, drugs, rock and roll, and fucking binging and ODing.
Well, binging with Babish, I think. But.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that show.
I love that show.
I do. Oh.
That is a good show.
I love his voice, too.
So, yeah, I know.
I don't know who... I think it's on the same like podcast network or whatever, but like there's a guy who does... cooking outdoors on the same like channel or like a related show, and that
Brad It's Alive.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah,
that is an awesome channel.
That's
I love
Bon
I love
Appetit.
That. Yeah,
Bon Appetit.
I like so Claire good. When she makes like gourmet versions
yes!
of things.
I love.
She
that.
Made Pringles recently, and that was that was interesting for Ray. I'm like, how am I gonna get this? Shape, and then like the guy's like, you mean the pyroback paraboloid?
I think the first one I watched of her was she made gourmet Kit Kats.
My favorite
and
was
I was like,
the,
that is a lot of fucking work for a Kit Kat.
My favorite was the gourmet Skittles.
Oh my god.
Oh,
good
man.
God. So much bullshit went into that.
I can imagine.
Jeez. Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
Unfortunately, there's a reason why this shit is processed.
Yeah.
So Avengers, right?
Okay, so yeah,
like that trailer. Background music because I don't have it right now.
It's all right. Don't worry about it. No, so
don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. It's cool. No, okay. So I will say this much. So we got our first little taste of Avengers Endgame.
Yes. Oh, Avengers. Yeah.
And obviously, everybody's like, Spider-Man Far From Home, it could take place before Avengers Endgame.
It's not. It's confirmed
it's
to take place like
know,
maybe 2 minutes afterwards.
Like, it's like, well, that ruins it because now we know Spider-Man's coming. Like, you fucking knew he was coming back from the beginning. Come on.
Signed for a trilogy.
They're not going to kill Spider-Man off.
Yeah, and plus, no one's told you shit.
Yeah, exactly.
All these are just fan theories.
So before we even dive into this, some of the things that I've heard is that all of the footage that we're going to see in any trailer coming up, it's only going to be pulled from the first 20 minutes of the movie, which personally, thank fucking God.
Well, yeah, and Kevin Feige has gone on record saying that, yes, that is the – well, I'm sorry. Yeah. He went on the record, air quotes. He went on the record. He essentially was just like – He didn't deny it.
He didn't confirm it either.
Right.
Because I saw that interview.
I mean, yeah.
And the guy jumped him like from the Golden Globes. Basically like, Avengers! like any of us would. Huh. And just like
where's my car? Avengers! Oh my God!
Avengers! but
right.
Avengers spoilers.
Because he's like, well, can you confirm that, you know, you wouldn't do it like the first 20 minutes of the movie. I'm like, yeah, I could say that. You know, someone could say that's accurate. Mm-hmm. Like line like that is a very non-committal thing.
Right.
So far, no one has told us shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's fair.
Besides the trailer, that's all we have to judge it off.
All right. So talking about Avengers got us in the mood to sort of, because we did a little predictions game with who was going to win, and we never really followed up on that. But I'd like like to revisit that for this one, because this is going to be the end of an era.
Tell you what we can do is, like, I think before we go see a premiere, we should actually pull that episode and do that.
Okay.
And see how accurate we were. Now,
good Lord, I'm pretty sure somebody would lose hard on that.
Guys, by the way, just letting you know on here. So the DC anime geek guys or whatever, they're doing a free screening of Endgame, and I'm gonna try and get us into it.
Oh, okay, ooh, so nice.
So we might have to go to DC, but that's fine.
We went to DC to see one of the movies, didn't we?
Age of Ultron, I think.
Yeah,
you and I got in the Elliot in the Morning screening, didn't we?
Yeah.
It
was me too. It was you, me, Sean, and Spidey Steve.
I have three Marvel movies to watch this month. I'm doing the Marvel movie a week.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You're doing that again?
Yeah.
Okay. Well you're a braver man than I. No, don't get me wrong. I love all of them.
I could pick up some stuff.
All right. So here we go. So there's a whole list of theories about what could happen, what will happen. So we're gonna go through them one by one.
Okay.
And I want everyone's opinion I want you to say it's definitely gonna happen, it might happen, or no way is it happening. All right.
And can we also fill it up with expunging on that idea? And here's why.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I mean, that's the point of the conversation.
Just wanted to make sure that we didn't have to do rapid.
He wanted our opinion.
No. Okay.
I don't think it was multiple guests.
An opinion could be yes or no.
Okay, fair enough. All right. So yes, Brian, you can expand on your initial answer.
Because I didn't know how fast you wanted to get through this shit. Okay, cool.
No, this is probably going to take up most of the episode.
All right, fine.
All right, so first one right out of the gate, Captain America dies. Let's start with Brian. Brian, what do you think?
Okay, let me give you an idea of what I want to happen and what I think is going to happen.
Oh, God. Here we go.
It's very simple.
No.
What I want to happen is at the very end, somehow he either sacrifices himself or, somehow, some way, there's some kind of alternate universe where he gets to go back in time after the war ended and live with Peggy happily ever after, blah, 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 blah. Oh, my God. I hope that's romantic. What I think is going to happen is he's probably going to die. And he's going to probably pass on the mantle to Winter Soldier. So,
Bucky.
Yeah. So... I think there's going to be some really big dramatic death. It's going to have to mean something, obviously, because Robert Downey Jr. might have started the MCU, but like the heart and soul of the MCU is Captain America. You've got to address it somehow. So yeah, I think he's going to die.
Okay. I also feel like not necessarily die, but like you said, maybe through some blip in the timeline.
Like, for God's sake, please. Like, give him something to go out on.
Well, you know, now that you mention it, there was an interview, Samuel L. Jackson did let it slip that Captain Marvel can time travel.
Right.
So what if at the end of it, Captain Marvel just is like, hey, how about I take you back to 1945?
Right.
Like, would you want to do that?
I mean, how bad is it going to screw up the timeline if he goes back to Peggy and all of a sudden she's not, you know... I don't know. I think way too much about that kind of shit because of Doctor Who and shit, but like, I just don't want him screwing up the timeline.
You can't mix and match your.
The worst comes to happen, Biff becomes president. But anyway.
Yeah, because we don't know.
Damn it. All right, so, all right, Sean, what do you think? Cap, is Cap going to bite it, yes or no?
I hate you, Sean.
Yes.
Okay.
They're going to drag it out, though.
Yeah.
Obviously.
It's going to be a tearjerker.
Oh, my God, yeah. They're going to, because they pulled on our heartstrings, and like he has three movies. He's just as big as a character as Iron Man, which I also think is going to die because both of their contracts are up.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think yes, okay. Definitely going
to
happen.
All right, definitely. All right, so let's go to the next one. Next one is Gamora is going to save everybody. Now let me read through what the rationale here.
How's she going to save everybody from inside of Infinity Stone?
So, since Gamora was thrown to the bottomless void instead of being turned into dust like everyone else, it looked like she was more dead than others. Actually, though, she's less dead. She's going to play a pivotal role inside the Soul Stone. We've already had a peek inside the stone's plane of reality, the orange world where Thanos met a young Gamora, and her past relationship with Thanos is going to be key to escaping it. She'll be the one wielding the gauntlet, taking down Thanos, and she'll be the one likely saving everyone else.
Okay, go ahead, Brian.
Well, that's going to be an interesting twist if they do pull that certain plot point from Infinity Gauntlet. Have you actually read that before?
Mm-hmm.
So, have you read Infinity Gauntlet before?
Mm-mm.
Okay, so, spoilers, in that story, it's not Gamora who gets the Infinity Gauntlet, but it's Gamora.
It's not Gamora, it's Gamora.
No, it's
Nebula.
It's Nebula, my bad.
I can't believe it's not Butter.
I can't believe it's not Nebula.
No, okay, so actually it's funny you mention that because the very next one down on here is Thanos forgets about his gauntlet and Nebula steals it.
Right, which that happens in the book and she basically gets it over to Adam Warlock and all this shit happens. And I think we've all kind of forgotten about Adam Warlock too because like Adam at the end of Volume
Guardians
2.
Too, yeah.
So that could come into play. I think it'd be interesting, though, if Gamora finally got the gauntlet and was just like, she kind of did what, you know, Nebula did in the fucking books. I think that'd be really cool. Do I think it's going to happen? Probably not, but I don't know.
What do you think?
If I'm wrong, I'll be pleasantly surprised.
About Gamora saving everybody?
Either or. I mean, I don't see Gamora being able to interact in the physical realm via the Soul Stone. I could be wrong.
Right.
I don't think that's going to happen. Honestly, I think the real driving force behind this, and this is a first appearance in an Avengers movie,
mm-hmm.
is Ant-Man.
Yeah.
Ant-Man.
First appearance in an Avengers movie. He hasn't been in an Avengers movie except for this one, third one. And I think because he has the quantum van. That's where he left him last. He was in Quantum Zone. Obviously, due to the trailer, he's out.
Yeah, which was like I don't know, like
kind of a spoiler, but
yeah,
but
a lot of people were just like,
if that's a slight spoiler, then you know.
Yeah, so many people were just like, oh my God, Ant-Man's in this movie. And I was just like, yeah, that's great. Like, I'm happy for you. How the fuck did he get out of the quantum realm?
Right.
Like, you left him there, and then, like, everybody else kind of turned to ash.
What I think should have happened, they should have left the trailer the way it was.
Right.
And that little portion of, hey, guys, are you going to, you know, let me in? That should have been at the end of Captain. That should be at the end of the Captain Marvel,
right? Or like at the very
least, because then you look at that, and then Captain Marvel should have had a December release, because
yeah, but then that would have been four movies in a year, and then we would have only gotten two this year,
or January, or February, something spacing it out so that getting people pumped enough.
Well, what I mean, Captain Marvel,
as opposed to like 1 month you're getting Captain Marvel and 1 month you're getting Avengers.
Right.
Wait, because
so Captain... from a marketing standpoint, I think they should at least put in like in March.
It almost feels like they're doing back to back to back this year, where it's like Captain Marvel and then Avengers and then Spider-Man and then like nothing else the rest of the year.
Yeah,
which is weird.
Well, because think about it, they gotta knock out all the MCU films because then they got what do you call it? They got Episode 9 next year.
Right.
So you know most of Disney's money's getting pumped into that.
Yeah. And I think just to kind of go off the rails here for just a second, I think we're going to find out what Episode 9's title is at the Super Bowl. But then back with the Avengers.
Okay. So you think it's unlikely. You think it's unlikely. So I think we're all in agreement there that you know either Gamora or Nebula playing a pivotal role in this is possible, but unlikely. We'll be happily surprised if it happens.
Right.
I mean, obviously, I do think she'll have a nice emotional role, but not in terms of like saving everybody. No.
Well, okay. Okay. Here's one that everyone's been throwing out there, and Shuri's going to resurrect Vision.
Because
remember,
possible.
Because remember, at the end of Infinity War, I mean, Vision as we know him is dead. But his remaining husk is there, and Shuri is a genius, like smarter than Bruce Banner, and we would assume either on a technical level speaking, closer to, like I would say probably as close to genius level as Tony Stark, maybe more.
I think she might be a little bit like smarter than Tony.
Well, and it's funny because somebody actually made mention of this to me.
Mm-hmm.
That remember that line that Shuri has in Infinity War? It's like, well, you did it like this. Why didn't you do it like this? Why didn't you do it like this? And Bruce has no fucking idea. He's like, oh, I don't know.
Why would you, correspond with all of the nano complexes? And he's like, oh, well, because we didn't think of that.
Right, I remember somebody like literally like the when the movie got announced, they were like, you know what? I bet like Tony did like consider that because it's fucking Tony Stark. Why wouldn't he have fucking considered it?
Right,
yeah. Right. So it's like well, I did consider it, you know. And guess what that gave us? It gave us fucking Ultron. That's why I didn't do it with Vision.
Right.
And so he's just like, oh, it's like this is how you. And so they talked about they could bring Vision back by using some pseudoscience bullshit.
I think Vision might come back. There's a 50-50 chance at this point that Vision might come back, because if you think about it, I mean,
I want Hulk in this movie. God damn it. I believe cheated.
I believe he is going to be in this movie.
Good. Yeah. We're going to it's hopeful. Hopefully, we might be getting Professor Hulk.
Yeah.
So Hulk, but with Banner's mind.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Which will be fucking awesome.
Yes, right?
like the Beast.
Yeah.
Pretty much. It's Green
Except
Beast.
Except stronger.
Yeah. Green Beast.
Well,
Green
Beast. I mean,
Green Giant.
Ho, ho, ho.
Right. Okay.
We were thinking the same thing.
Okay. Here's the next one. And I actually, even though this would make no sense, I kind of hope they do it.
Lay it on me.
Tony Stark will become the next Sorcerer Supreme. I see that look on your face. You're like, yep.
No.
Okay, wait. So, okay. Since
that Tony, would be cool.
So, since Tony saw Doctor Strange skip through 14 million different alternate realities in a few minutes, he's going to use his genius to teach himself the mystic arts, mastering the power of controlling reality and undoing everything Thanos did.
He's on a spaceship with no food, no water, and the oxygen is going to run out the next day.
I know you're. Let's be honest here.
How the fuck?
We all know he's not going to die that way.
All right.
I'm just saying, if they killed him off that way, I would say that's a ballsy move. That's a ballsy move on Marvel's part.
Here's why I say he might die on there. At least because you have to. Let's think about this from the context of the first watch. Because what could very well happen, because you're introducing so much bullshit here, time travel, both with, the Mind Stone, but also because of Captain Marvel, there's a very, very good chance that we could be watching one reality that ends really fucking abruptly where Tony dies. And then the rest of the movie, who knows, they could kind of rewind and, like, save him or whatever. But, like, I think that we might get it where, like, he dies, at least in that reality, and they have to undo that. So who knows?
Well,
who knows?
Yeah.
So we might be sitting there going,
I'll get my thoughts on that in just a minute. But right. What's the next question?
No, not the next question. No, I
you just don't want to tackle the subject.
Well, here's the thing, and I'll go over it.
Okay.
In the production photos.
Mm-hmm.
God damn it!
Because he's wearing Strange's cape of levitation.
Wait, what? What? Sorry, what?
Hang on.
In the meantime,
that's a joke.
Probably.
Let me see.
That's a joke.
Oh yeah, that's
a joke. So I think because of the quantum realm technology,
mm-hmm. yeah,
everyone has the stuff on their hand,
right?
So everyone has that quantum technology, and everyone's linked. So anytime there's a time change, they're all a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So they all go shift from realities together as a group.
It's like sliders.
Yeah. So they all shift together as a group, but yeah. they don't have to be in the same place. I'm thinking yeah. that's what it is because A, the toy line has it with it on it, and B, the production belt has this. Oh. They all have the same thing.
Oh, shit. I just realized what the fuck they're going to call it. Quantum Leap.
God damn it.
Maybe.
If Scott Bakula shows up in this fucking movie, I quit.
I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
I goddamn quit.
Go back to the fucking NX-01, you piece of shit.
What do we call it? Sliders. I'm not hungry for White Castle. What else you want to call it? Quantum Leap? That's fine.
I think that's a great idea.
Dialogue I could see happening.
What do you mean I'm a Nazi? Oh, no.
That sounds like a great idea. Also, what do you think, Al?
Also, we need to forgive Tim Gunn, and he's get hired back for Guardians 3.
Yay!
Yeah, let's not.
Because who thought that one of the best parts in Infinity War was just a picture of the galaxy and just a title saying Space with Rubber Band Man playing in the background?
I fucking love that song.
I mean, that was like... How pumped were you when you saw it? Because I was pretty pumped. Oh my god, it's them! Yeah, exactly. I did that.
See, and here's where I lodged. Not even like a complaint or whatever, but like I remember watching that, going like, you know, I'm really glad that the Guardians were able to get the fan base that they had, and I'm really glad that people are hyped about them. But I can't help but think that in another reality, I'm sitting there watching this Avengers movie, and instead of it going to space, all of a sudden it goes to the X-Mansion, and I'm like, God, I want to see that movie one day.
What could have been?
What could have been? Because, like, how cool would that have been? It's like...
Well, think about it.
Hey, we're getting a blip on the radar from Avengers Tower. What the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
Like, anyways.
All right, so let's rapid fire run through the next... Because there's still a bunch. So let's go through them really quick. Let's make these ones quicker. Okay, right, so let's see. Thanos is going to get tricked into the quantum realm.
Probably.
Yeah, I can see. Maybe. Okay. That's a maybe.
Okay. All right. Loki isn't actually dead.
I don't believe that.
I think
Homeboy's dead.
Okay. What do you think?
I think it's a possibility.
Okay.
Okay.
That he's got some diehard fans.
All right. Here, and this is a related one. Loki has been pretending to be Bruce Banner the whole time. I remember people mentioning that, and then Kevin Feige shot that down.
Yeah, but you know what?
If they shut stuff down before when it was actually the truth.
That might be the case, but like, I don't know.
But that'd be cool.
I think
Loki's I'm saying maybe because they want it to happen.
Right.
Right.
Because that'll explain so much.
Well, then if that's the case, then there needs to be a very big explanation as to what happened on that ship at the beginning of the first movie, because what the fuck? Because it's like, okay, there's Hulk and there's Loki. Loki gets choked the fuck out. Hulk gets sent over, like, did the switch happen somehow? Like, what the fuck happened? Like, does that mean that if it was Loki, like, pretending to be Banner, and he got sent over, then does that mean that Banner was on the ship when it exploded, or did that mean that Thor saved him or something? How the fuck is that going to work?
I mean, yeah.
Well, Loki has the ability to project himself, and we've seen that. So,
right.
including across galaxies.
All right.
So it's entirely possible.
Force projection. It's in the book.
Yeah. It's in the movies.
Yeah.
I lose. That's not in the script. Hold on.
I lost. Yeah. All right, next one. Avengers will master time travel. I think we're pretty much, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, here's one. Tony Stark will meet his daughter. The idea being that the time travel plot will go forwards as well as backwards. And Tony will come face to face with him and Pepper's grown-up daughter.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yes.
Maybe. I don't have a strong opinion one way or the other on that. If it happens, cool. But if it doesn't, like, I'm not going to be...
All right.
Well, if time travel happens, before we move on to the next subject, if time travel happens, 100%, if they all do the quantum leap thing that we were talking about, Spider-Man is definitely going to reference Back to the Future.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. I can imagine Tony already being like,
hey, you know that really old movie?
With that guy, Marty McFly. Hey, what did I tell you? No more pop culture references.
Yeah. Well, I think what would be cool, too, is like if they do somehow wind up going back like that, like back to the 80s, like I think it would be great if their suits had an update, like just based on like the materials given at the time or whatever. Like they just kind of adjust to the time period. Because can you just imagine the freaking like cost? Oh, my God. That'd be so fucking funny. Anyways.
All right, here we go. So we're already at almost half an hour with this. So I'm just going to go through these. Just give me a yes or no if you think it's going to happen, all right? Okay. All right, Nick Fury knows everything.
Yes.
Like he's known the outcome of everything since the beginning.
Yes.
Maybe.
Okay. Tony Stark will have to go back in time and kill his own parents.
No.
No.
Okay.
What the fuck?
I know. Trust me.
How many more views do we have?
A lot. Oh. All right. So
all right, I got. Not, hurry them up. Hurry them up.
Tony will have to kill himself.
No.
No.
The Mind Stone is the real enemy. What the fuck are these theories?
No.
Okay, this is getting stupid.
It ends with a wedding.
Okay. Maybe.
Maybe.
We don't know who, but yeah.
Tony and Pepper, or Pepper and Pappy, probably. It happened in the books.
It did. Yeah, that's true. All right, that's the last one.
Okay.
Oh, you son of a bitch. All right, anyways.
Hey, let's talk about Coke.
Yeah.
I think it's a good subject.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Let's talk about it.
All right.
So, this is the transition to Coke song.
So apparently...
anyways...
This is a good segue.
So
Coke. Tom Waits, bad Tom Waits.
Jesus Christ. All right, so for the first time in 11 years, Coke's actually not going to run ads during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because it's too fucking pricey.
Well, so they're running one ad, but it's the ad right before the Super Bowl starts. So not primetime Super Bowl, but they're running one ad.
They pull majority of the ads, but they're only having one ad?
One ad at the beginning before kickoff.
All right. That's...
Okay.
But okay.
Here's the blurb that they released.
Oh,
Coca-Cola intends to run a 60-second commercial just before kickoff that burnishes themes of diversity and inclusion.
There's going to be gays in it, isn't there?
We have a long history of using the country's biggest advertising stage to share a message of unity and positivity, especially at times when our nation feels divided.
Oh,
this year,
God.
We decided to place
your sugar water in a red can. Get it out of your ass, or relabel your soda to brown. You fuck.
What the fuck?
Because you stuck it up your ass.
I was about to say, it better be because of the poop that you're calling it brown.
Coca-Cola. We renamed it to brown. That's the episode title. Hashtag we renamed it to brown.
Cleveland Sue.
Y'all want to drink some poopy sugar water?
Oh, no, that's the episode. Poopy sugar water. Write that down quickly.
All right, what is it? It's poopy.
Poopy sugar water.
Poopy sugar. No, we'll just call it that. Just confuse the shit out of people.
Poopy sugar water.
No hashtag. Doesn't deserve one.
Welcome to Bully Going Nowhere.
Episode title: Poopy Sugar Water.
was that all? Or
no, there's more.
Please.
Okay.
Please.
Continue.
What does the sugar water company have to
it's
say
not like me? We have work tomorrow or anything. Thank God.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. I have work.
I have work.
But you're not people.
Rude.
This just in. If you don't work Monday through Friday, you're not people.
Oh, my God. I'm going to pee. Okay. Here we go. All right, we have a long history of using the country's biggest advertising stage to share a message of unity and positivity, especially at times in which our nation feels divided. This year, we decided to place our ad just before the national anthem as Americans come together in their living rooms to remind everyone that together is beautiful.
What? What? What?
Oh, my God.
What?
Guys? Is Coca-Cola about to take the knee?
What pretentious.
They're going to take the knee. Oh, my God.
I think they took the knee because...
Oh, God. Coca-Cola's going to pull a Kaepernick. Or Kaepernick.
Whatever. That is going to piss off so many people. It's going to be amazing. Oh, my God.
They're taking...
Oh, my God.
They're taking a knee because...
For America.
Because the soda causes osteoporosis and takes away the calcium in bones due to the phosphoric acid. So it was when they take a knee, they're staying there. So, and also, what pretentious HR representative wrote that?
Hang on. I have it written here.
Oh, there's a name.
I feel like I should have to take like an hour quiz.
Okay. Look.
Hang on. All right.
After
so
hearing
this,
that.
This is as per Coca-Cola's. Stuart Kronaug, senior vice president of marketing for Coca-Cola North America.
So there's a little
and president of its sparkling beverages business unit.
Oh wow.
Sparkling
up.
Beverages.
Sparkling beverages. Unit.
I don't fucking know.
Cannot say that manly enough.
Sparkling beverage unit. Oh my God. So there's a little game I like to play, where like I'll hear shit like this, and I'm like, hold on.
You can't leave yourself open like that.
There's a little game I like to play.
called fingerball.
No.
I'd like to reach under and tickle.
So,
there's a little game I like to play.
So I listen to shit like this, and I like to ask myself, after I hear that, will Patterson complain about this? And I hear that, and I'm like, yes.
Brian, I'd like to continue living peacefully in my apartment.
I'm sorry, Sean. There's nothing I can do.
God damn you, Dave.
Oh, fuck.
But yeah, he's going to freak about that probably. Like, what the fuck, Coke?
Okay. So they're pulling. They're gonna play one ad.
Going
and that's
back to
it.
My Spider-Man.
But
role. Good. Let's get the pretentiousness out of the way.
Can we also point something else out? When was the last time Coke made a fucking ad you remember at the Super Bowl?
The puppies and the horse.
That's Budweiser.
Oh well, shit. Well, it's not Coke.
I just love his realization. Where he's like, oh. Well, shit.
Well, no, because if memory serves correctly, like
the puppies and the horse, that was Budweiser. Shit,
that was fucking adorable. By the way,
no. So my thing was last year's commercial. Like they were introducing all the new Diet Coke flavors, like blood orange, and like we were all like, "What the fuck is this?"
Are you selling me Coke? Are you selling life insurance now?
For the girl on the go who needs her sugar water.
What the fuck? Huh. All right, Coke, you're done.
Oh, God. Okay.
Okay, can I point out the irony of all this, by the way? The official sponsor for NFL is Pepsi. So it's like, what's the big fucking deal anyways? Who gives a fuck?
All right, Pepsi I can get behind because they have better advertising.
It's literally called the Pepsi Halftime Show. And we're bitching about Coca. I'm like, whatever.
We're not bitching. I'm just saying.
Well, here's another weird thing, though. It's happening in Atlanta this year.
Coke territory.
I'll mix weird. Pepsi and Coke in the same container. I don't give a fuck.
I'll pour a Pepsi into a Coke bottle. I don't give a damn.
A Pepsi bottle? A Coca-Cola glass? I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a damn.
Shoot, I'll mix that all those two with RC.
Okay, you went too far.
Really, really you went kick too up far. A, kick
no.
it up a notch.
No. You're
when you go RC, you go too far.
No, but true story. I actually, what was it? The last time I was in Atlanta, yeah, I went to the World of Coke. You know, before I got diagnosed with diabetes. I'm pretty sure
how close was one set event to other?
6 months, apparently.
It was about a year and a half.
It's
close.
Diabetes is a slow burn anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Mocking my affliction.
Poke.
You gave us permission, my friend.
That is true. I did.
Now,
I left myself open on that one.
So, you went to the World of Coke.
And I remember going there, and I was like, sorry. No, it's all right. I honestly don't remember the last time I saw a Pepsi, like a Pepsi machine or anything like that.
Yeah, because they probably drove them all the fuck out of town.
Well, no, I'm sure it's there because, what do you call it? Pepsi was started in North Carolina, so not much further away.
Well, that's true, yeah.
So I'm just saying, I know it's like, it's a Coke town.
We just live in it.
Forget it, Jake. It's Coke town. okay. So moving on to another subject. So actually going back to movies, did anybody see the two teasers that came out over the last week? First one was Jason Reitman's Ghostbusters.
Oh, yeah, we saw that.
Released in 2020.
Yep, and oh, man, is that causing an uproar.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Yep.
Lord. I mean, like, what's...
What's her name? Leslie... Can't remember what her last
Winkle?
Name is.
Winkle?
No, what the... fuck?
I don't know.
Leslie Jones.
Leslie Jones came out and was just like, yeah, this sounds like some bullshit Trump would do. I was like, I don't want to associate the two, but maybe. But like...
Well, I mean, it's just... Is it... I mean, I understand her feelings to that, but is it really...
Justified?
Like, I don't think so, because, like, okay, the movie didn't do well at the box office, not because your performances are necessarily bad, it's just...
Let's be honest, though, that movie got such bad fucking press because everybody's like, women are ghostbusters, and I'm like, that's not the thing to get angry about, guys, it's... I don't know, but...
We can't be bigger!
Do they have boobs that can't carry a proton pack?
You hold it like a dick! Like a dick.
Nah, but like, I don't know. I think they should have waited a little longer? I don't know. I really don't know. I'm excited about it.
Columbia's got to make it or else they're going to lose the IP.
That is true.
They ain't going to wreck it.
That is absolutely true. And it's going to be interesting to see whether or not maybe there's a cameo from the female Ghostbusters or something. Because I don't. I mean, like
I know Reitman's probably trying not to burn any bridges, and so I mean, again, it's pretty early in the process, which amazed me all the more that they fucking released a teaser for that. I was like, what?
The
Why?
Only reason I even give a damn about whether or not they're in it is like, I don't know if you've checked any of the IDW comics that have come out recently for Ghostbusters.
Uh-huh.
They've actually done crossovers where like the original four meet the real Ghostbusters cartoon versions of themselves who also meet the female Ghostbusters. And I was like, that's an interesting idea. And the story actually was pretty good too. But
well, there you go.
But who knows? But
Then this...
Like, everybody was just losing it over like, oh, look, it's the Ecto-1. I'm like, yep, it sure was.
It's like, yeah, it was the Ecto-1. Like, yeah. So, like, who's in it? Is it going to be, like... Is it going to be Ernie Hudson and Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray? Or is it going to be their kids or... It reopened that wound that we got, like, we thought we closed up when they were doing the reboot.
Right.
Which, I mean, again, it's female Ghostbusters, like, even if they had established it within the idea of the original continuity, it was like, oh, they're all related to...
Right.
Would that, and let's be fair here, would that have even assuaged the sting of it?
Wasn't Leslie Jones' character like related to Winston in that movie? I don't remember.
No, it's a completely different universe. None of the original characters existed within it. I mean, they were all there in some form of cameo, but...
Right. Okay.
Anyway. So
anyways.
The second one was, I don't know if you guys saw this one, the Big Lebowski 2 trailer.
I have not seen
it. Yeah, it was a teaser.
Yeah, it was a teaser.
I have not seen that teaser.
He's just in a sweater and he looks at the camera. And he leaves.
He's like, eh, and he walks away.
And there's a tumbleweed revealing the date.
Which now, is but here's what I'm thinking. I saw that and I was like, I swear to Christ, if this is just another fucking tourism commercial like that fucking Crocodile Dundee sequel was last year for Australia.
Oh, man, I'm going to be mad.
I'm going to be so pissed.
Yeah.
And I bet that's what it's fucking for.
Am I a shyster for fucking saying that, like, that Danny McBride thing that they were doing, I wanted to see it?
I know. Like, when it finally fucking happened, I was like, oh, wow, I'm really excited. I'm going to see this now. And Chris Hemsworth said it. How could it be bad? It's a fucking travel commercial for Australia?
You bastards!
What?
Fuck you!
What?
Fuck you! It's almost like if they had done like...
Linda Kowalski must be rolling in her grave.
I'm just imagining...
She's not dead.
I'm imagining if they ever did that where like they were going to do like... I don't know. Hey, look, here comes fucking... God, I can't think today. I'm sorry. But like...
Here comes what?
I'm just thinking like if they did a thing where they teased yet another Lord of the Rings film, like the Silmarillion or some shit like that, and like...
Hard pass.
Oh, hey, look, we got everybody. And it's just an advertising, you know, thing for fucking New Zealand.
I'm pretty sure those movies have pretty much settled New Zealand's tourism issue for like the next 100 years.
You'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah, apparently they're having struggles with that.
Again?
Yeah.
Fucking, how do you fuck that up, New Zealand?
Because there's only so many people who want to go see the Hobbits.
You had three fucking exports. Mountains, Lord of the Rings, and fucking Flight of the Conchords. And those movies had all three in there. What the fuck is your shit?
Wait, Lord of the Rings had Lord of the Rings in it?
Yes! Lords of the Ring.
And the book called Lord of the Rings.
Yes! What do you fucking think the story that Frodo was writing was called? Lord of the Rings.
Hear him back again, A Hobbit's Tale?
That was Bilbo's. Fuck, were you not paying attention?
Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall.
Aw, let her name one.
Bilbo. Bravest little hobbit of them all. Anyways.
Taking his break from photographing overweight nude women.
Mm.
You see, I am a fan of the female form.
I profound.
I don't think my
who isn't.
I don't think my Nimoy impression is that bad actually.
I think that was probably good.
That's pretty good.
Oh yeah, I think that's pretty good. I'm a god.
Okay, so now
I'm a god.
Okay.
I couldn't find the fat check.
Don't worry about it. You know what? It's fine.
I was going to play something in its stead.
Okay.
Well, actually, before we get to that, there is one other thing I have. So, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but Weezer. You guys are aware of Weezer, right?
Who is this Weezer you speak of?
Well, Weezer, they were a popular band back in the 1990s.
Were they?
Yes. And, you know, they had some, you know, they had some hits in the 2000s and the 2010s.
You know, I don't dislike Weezer, but they've never been a band that I've just been like, oh my God, about.
Well, so here's the thing. So Weezer, in 2017, they did a cover of, or I'm sorry, there was a campaign launched on Twitter basically just trying to get Weezer to do a cover of Toto's Africa, right? And right. Like for fucking like a year, they kept trying to get people to do it. Like, and finally, Weezer gave in and did it.
And it was okay.
And it was an okay cover, right? Well, then they did Roxanna again by Toto. And then just today, it was either yesterday. Yesterday they released what they're calling the Teal album. And it's essentially just 13 tracks of them just doing covers. And I was like, okay, that's neat. So they do Africa, Everybody Wants to Rule the World, Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, Take on Me, Happy Together, Paranoid, Mr. Blue Sky, No Scrubs, Billie Jean, and Stand By Me.
I'm sorry, they did No Scrubs?
Yeah, by TLC.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't want No Scrubs.
Oh, and they did Paranoid.
Okay.
Did it with My Woman?
Yeah.
Paranoid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Ozzy
Paranoid. Because she couldn't help me with my mind.
So I actually, yesterday, when I found out about this, I listened to the whole fucking thing on Spotify.
The whole thing?
The whole fucking album.
How was it?
It's okay.
I like their cover of Africa, honestly.
I mean, it's okay. It's a very competent cover of Africa. In fact, I would honestly say that the Teal album is a very competent cover album, right?
Mm-hmm.
Weezer's not a fucking cover band, though. What? And, like, I know, like, people have been speculating, oh, they're just doing this to drum up support for their next album, right?
Yeah.
My thing is, nobody's fucking talking about the Black Album right now, which is the name of the next album, right? No one's fucking talking about it. All they're fucking talking about is, oh my fucking God, have you heard Weezer's cover of Africa? It's fucking amazing. If I want to listen to fucking Africa, I'm going to put on Toto. Sorry. It's just better. It just is. Covers, by definition, are just shittier versions of the originals. Name me one cover song that's better than the original version.
Disturbed, Sound of Silence.
Okay.
Okay, that's opinional because I'm not a huge fan of Disturbed, and I like Simon and Garfunkel.
That's opinional.
Such a hipster.
I mean, you
the
know,
original's you, better.
I know, and I trust me, I hate myself for making this statement because I do like Weezer. I do like Weezer, but even I'm like, this is kind of bullshit.
Okay, hold on. I have an entry for this.
I mean, if you're, I'm not complaining about Weezer in this day and age of Cardi B.
Fair enough. What I will say,
if you want to compare, let's compare.
Let's compare
horrible music.
I mean, I'm just saying. No, to be perfectly honest, I trust me. First of all, I know nothing of Cardi B. Like, it's just not my wheelhouse. So I'm just like, I know it exists, but it's
right. It's like the Martians. It's like the Martians. I know it exists, but I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, it's in my cultural blind spot.
If we can backtrack for just a second and go back to song like covers that were better than the original, Guns N' Roses, Live and Let Die.
Nice.
No, Wings version's better.
No, it's not.
Again, opinional.
Opinion. I think that's just no. I don't think that's the right word.
I didn't say that Guns N' Roses is not. I don't think it's better. I think it's good. In fact, I would honestly listen to them both. I would say an equal amount of time.
Right.
But Wings has Paul McCartney, Guns N' Roses has Axl Rose.
And Slash.
Okay, so the instrumental is better on the Guns N' Roses version. So put fucking McCartney on that and have him sing it.
All right, Slash, here we go. We're going to play a little Bassy Wacy and whatnot right here. All right.
We're going to play a little Bassy Wacy.
A little right. Bassy Wacy.
I found... what I'm going to play instead of Barry White.
All right. Okay. So let's go ahead and move on to our favorite segment. Let's take a little trip down a road made of chocolate on a path made of marshmallows and dreams. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a little trip to the Fat Shack.
Diabetes.
Thank you.
I was about to say, is it going to be Man, I Feel Like a Woman?
Diabetes.
No, because I played the video of the cat.
The cat saying diabetes. The cat that looks like Diabetes. Rupert Brimley saying diabetes. Yeah. Okay, so I got three entries for Fat Jack, and I'll make the first one. So this is disappointing because I was all excited about this. So Lay's Potato Chips came out. They did this Taste of America collection last year. The idea is each individual region got its own flavor of chip, right? I think Maryland, like the Maryland areas, was like crab and Old Bay or something like that.
Right.
It was an Old Bay flavor. Right. Right. Which, I mean, again, it's like if I wanted that, I get an Utz. I get a bag of Utz chips, you know?
You mean Utz?
What the fuck ever, dude?
Sluts eat Utz.
Sluts eat Utz. That should be their new motto.
They should.
Yeah. They should. So the reason I mention is, so one of them was fried pickle chips and ranch. That was the flavor.
Right.
So now we have fried pickle chips and ranch potato chips.
Right.
That'd be nice.
Yeah. And I was very much excited because I heard that Sam's Club, they're only selling these things at Sam's Club. So I was like, fuck yes, I'm on board. There's a Sam's Club right up the goddamn street. I'm going to go. I'm going to get a bag. And we're going to try them on there.
So let me get this straight.
Yep.
The snack is called fried pickle and ranch chips.
Potato chips. Fried pickles with ranch.
Fried pickle chips and ranch.
Yeah.
Chips.
No, it's fried pickles with ranch. I guess I was incorrect in my phrase.
Fried pickles with ranch.
Yes.
Okay, that's different.
Yeah.
That's fried pickles with ranch.
Yeah.
Featuring ranch. Yeah. I don't know. That seems very shameful.
The thing is, I mean, here's
but
the thing.
But at the same time, I'm like, I'm kind of curious what that tastes
well,
like.
Well, and here's the thing.
The fatso in me is like, let me get some of that. I need to put that inside of my
Sean,
body.
I get exactly what you mean, because the thing is, I used to hate pickles, like legit hate them. Like I would never eat pickles on anything. And then Liz introduced me to fried pickle chips. And I had those and I was like, oh my God, what have I been missing all my life?
You ever put chocolate on strawberries?
I'm sorry. It's just I don't know. I saw this movie called Fatso, and it's just a bunch of fat guys in a house that live together, and they start talking about food, and I swear I was on the floor like peeing my pants. It was so fucking funny. You guys gotta watch this, because as a fellow fat person, you can relate. Yeah. Like it's so fucking, and then everyone's just like, oh yeah, that sounds really good.
Hold on. Quick question.
They sound a little like Kermit the Frog
or Ray Romano.
Ray Romano with maybe with a little bit of tranquilizer, like a bear.
Do they pronounce
like a tranquilized bear? Essentially, just
Sean. Do they pronounce their B's like I bought the bracelet? It's a beautiful banger like brought from Britney.
I brought the birthday.
Bring Papa his
pride
stick.
You know what I thought of? Because you said like, oh, have you ever had chocolate?
I wish to go potty.
When you said that.
Bring the fried pickle ranch chips to the bathroom. I have a holster.
When you said, have you ever had chocolate-covered strawberries? I wanted to take that up a notch. We're just like, yeah, we went to the Chinese buffet, and I got some Peking duck, and I put it in the chocolate fountain, and I ate it in one go. And I went back for thirds.
Yeah, okay, show of hands, who actually put their belt through the Roy Rogers holster fry? Yeah. High five, man.
And I know the
I
only
think I'm next.
To be fair, I know
that
the only
should be the test for diabetes. Did you put your belt?
Woo!
Roy I dodged Rogers the bullet on that one.
Holster
damn.
you're the lamest cowboy in the Bible Belt.
Instead of going bang, I'm going to be like, I'm no, 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 no.
I'm Sheriff Deep Fried Tater. You're in bad company.
It's a slower Western than Wagons East.
it's kind of like,
oh, that's fucked. Oh, that's so fucked up.
But it's Sean, that Sean, joke Sean. Is like candy. It's good for you.
Sean. Sean. So it's kind of like, imagine a Western where you hear the spurs like as like someone's coming up to do a duel, but instead of hearing like, And like whatever.
I needed
you just,
that.
You just hear.
God damn it.
I don't see you at sundown.
Somebody push my fat folds.
Okay, so.
So. He's fat ass.
So I think they're only selling these in certain parts of the country because I looked here. God. I looked on Lay's. I looked on Lay's website. They're not selling anywhere here in like a 50-mile radius. So I guess that's a good thing for us.
Yeah.
Because that's fucking. But you know what? They are selling near us. They're Burger King is selling funnel cake fries.
Funnel cake fries.
Sean, why don't you have one here? I actually bought a box. Because goddamn it, it's fucking.
You got, Colin, you got a light,
right?
They look like little cigarillos.
They do. They look like little cigarettes. So here, I was gonna go
more like a cigarillo. They're a little thicker.
So yeah, it does look like a French fry, and it is entirely.
All right, you're tasting. This is not bad.
No, it's not at all.
It's
I mean, we're eating them a little cold, but
yeah. Well, you gotta do. Yeah, that's how you get the true flavor.
I mean, it's good.
So the thing about these funnel cake straws or they fries or whatever.
They're Cinnabon things from Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Except without the gooiness.
Yeah. All these things are doing is pissing me off because I want it to fucking not be January and I want it to be summertime. And I want it to be like, I don't know, fair season or something.
I want to fucking be in a fair. I want to have pickle chips in one hand. I want to have a fucking funnel cake in the other. And I want a shotgun of beer from my dick. How do you do that? I put a fucking holster on the front of my dick.
Last one.
Here, Brian, you can have it.
Yay.
Two is enough.
So yeah, right. I mean, they're good. I remember like they were like, I'll never forget the funnel cake fries. I'm like, well, I'm glad you didn't because they brought them back and they're okay. Like they had these before. Does anybody remember these from before?
No.
I don't remember these happening.
No.
Yeah, like I remember mac and Cheetos.
Yeah.
Mac and Cheetos were really good. The only unfortunate part, and this is just me as a fat ass complaining, but they didn't have enough.
Like I remember like
it was like
I,
four
like,
to a pack or some shit. It's like more! More!
All right, you see this Walmart bag? Fill it. you don't want money? No!
I want to
give me all the Cheetos.
you see him in there. He can't fucking wear a ski mask because his head is too fucking big. So he's just wearing a Walmart bag with eyes cut holes in it.
The muffler in the getaway car is screaming for dear life because it's been scraped along the driver's side.
Oh fuck!
It's probably like a Geo or something.
Oh my god! Okay. So yeah, so they have officially went available today. Actually, today, the 24th.
Oh wow!
And I don't know if they're staying on the menu for a while, but it's apparently the last time these were around was 2009. So,
okay,
I was like, what? So like 10 years ago, it's been 10 years since the fucking funnel cake fries were on the menu. So you know, apparently they made such a hit that you know, like, oh, 10 years later, we'll bring them back. See if it works.
Absolutely.
See if lightning strikes twice, and then we'll take it off the menu again. Okay, so here's something I know you guys will be interested in. McDonald's has decided to have its very own version of happy hour.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Wait, I'm sorry.
I heard the news already.
Yeah, trust me. I'll get to it.
Go on.
Okay. So McDonald's is having its first ever bacon hour. And what does that mean? Brian, let me tell you.
What the fuck?
Let me tell you what that means, Brian. On January 29th, from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. at McDonald's all over the United States, all you have to do is walk in there, my friend, and buy any item on the menu. Any item on the menu. You want a Big Mac? And so what happens is you buy any item on the menu, they give you two pieces of bacon to put with it. So, Brian, you want a Big Mac with bacon? You got it. You want buttermilk crispy tenders? Have some bacon on that. You want an Oreo McFlurry? Yeah, fucking crunch up some bacon in that shit, son.
I don't know why.
Bacon.
My
bacon,
mind went here.
Bacon for days.
But as soon as you said bacon hour, I'm just thinking of like, did you like somebody asking somebody else, did you observe Bacon Hour? Yes, I waited outside the temple and saw the white smoke, meaning that his Ronald McDonald's diabetes level, his blood sugar's level is over 65. You know, just like, that's what immediately where my mind went. I was like, oh my God, Bacon Hour. I think it would be fucking hilarious. Did you observe Bacon Hour?
Yes, Father. In nomine Patri, Filii, Sancti Spiritus. What I think would be fucking hilarious, by the way, is if there was ever a...
That's the bacon sign. That's bacon sign.
I'm hot.
And then it's
hot.
Hooray, bacon!
In the name of thine swine and thine porker. I bless you, my child. I think it would be hilarious, by the way, if they did something like that, but like they did Ronald McDonald, but he was just fucking like... I don't know.
No, fat, fat Ronald McDonald? He just
wheeled out on his rascal scooter.
Like
his dying battery.
Like his fat is afflicting him like age afflicted John Paul II. Or he's just like... I'm going to hell for that one, by the way. But
buff, buff.
And then we and then Grimace and the fry guys and Mayor McCheese.
Can I have some of the milk, please?
Okay, but no, this is the thing that I'm so yeah. So the special promotion is in celebration that McDonald's is adding bacon to three of its classics, including the Big Mac Bacon Burger and cheesy bacon fries. Apparently, that's going on the menu.
And it's going to be there for like a month,
maybe. Who knows? But so like you, so basically avoid a McDonald's on January 29th from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. because you know everybody and their mother is going to try and get in there and get as much free bacon as possible.
Right.
Someone's going to walk in there and it's like, I'd like a small Pepsi. I mean, I'd like a small Coke, please.
Would you like bacon with that?
I believe I get the free bacon. Because you
Can
know.
Can you please provide me with free bacon?
I would like the free bacon, please. Oh, God. Two pieces of applewood smoked bacon that they can incorporate into their dish no matter how they want.
Can I take this bacon and shove it up my anus and absorb it that way rectally? That's how you get the sodium.
Of course you can, sir. There's a bathroom. Enjoy yourself.
Cool. I'm going to shoot heroin in there, too, while I'm at it.
Do you want some bacon with that heroin?
Absolutely.
Do you want to freebase some of this grease?
But okay, so just in case nobody gets that reference, so the McDonald's that's in Hagerstown, right across the street from where I...
Oh, God.
Okay, all I had to say for these guys was Hagerstown, but I need to elaborate more for the podcast. So there is a huge heroin problem in Hagerstown right now, and it got to the point basically where McDonald's was like, well, you know, we're tired of picking up all these needles off the ground in the bathroom, so they literally put a fucking drop box for syringes in the bathroom because that's how they're dealing with the problem, I guess, is that they're calling the police when it's a bad enough problem, but hey, if you want to go in there and shoot up, hey, there's a drop box. We're not going to ask any questions. And I'm like, just fuck, man.
Buy a cheeseburger.
I was like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Just do us a favor. Just do us a favor and just, you know, buy four-piece McNugget before you fucking go shoot up your smack, please. Just like fucking make it worth our while to let you shoot up in there and kill your brain.
Right.
Just, come on.
Like, and if you're going to shoot it into that fucking vein in your dick, please do it, like, away from the fucking area on the door where kids can see you. Like... Please, like,
and at least they put it in the bathroom. They didn't put it by like the fun pit or whatever. Yeah,
it's not like near the Happy Meal toy kiosk,
like, from the ball pit. Just right next to it.
Yeah. Hey, kids, let me show you my ball pit.
Because you have a bunch of them sleeping in there. Because you know you can breathe under balls.
That's how they get it. That's how they survive.
And the kid's like, I'm gonna go in the ball pit. And just,
y'all found my unicorn.
Mommy, no!
Don't do drugs, kids.
Don't do drugs. Oh, I was actually reading something the other day.
Wait! You read?
Yeah, like I read the look on your face saying, "Wow, what an asshole!"
Could you say that any louder into the mic?
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
So I was like, "He's not gonna fucking do it." So, anyways,
So I was reading something where apparently they did a study over 20 years, and You're familiar with the DARE program, right? DARE to resist drugs and violence. And how they'd show
they
up.
You mean the complete failure of war on drugs?
Yep. Apparently, it was such a failure that, like, basically.
Drug use went up after it.
It did. Absolutely.
I think the biggest person at fault for this, sorry if we're diving into this issue, but it's an important issue, is Big Pharma introducing Oxycontin, which is basically chemically similar to heroin,
mm-hmm.
into the public.
Pretty much.
And introducing Adderall, which is chemically similar to meth, into the public. And it's like...
It's funny you should mention that, because guess what? I was prescribed for years.
Adderall.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, because you need to concentrate. Concentrate. Yeah. I am the one who concentrates.
It didn't really fucking work on me, by the way. It just kind of...
But it's just...
Yeah.
I am the one who knocks. I am the one who studies. This problem's not going to go away until we start addressing, like, having some of these clinics where they administer it in a safe place.
Right. I mean, honestly, it's not gonna go away. I mean, I've said it for years and years and years. I think that you need to decriminalize it, and I think you need to, instead of incarcerating these people, you need to embrace them, and you need to basically be like, hey, you know, we're going to get you through this. Do you want help? Like, how do you want help? Like,
or just make the kill box from Futurama.
Well, I don't know about all that. I mean, the biggest thing, and I didn't mean for this to get all serious, sorry, but like, the biggest lesson I've ever learned in my life is that if someone wants help, you know, they have to ask for it. But like, more than that, you can't just reach out to somebody and offer help if they don't want help. And that is really, really kind of fucked up. And I did not want to end this podcast on that shit.
Bacon!
Yeah!
Bacon! Get your bacon on the 29th.
I swear we'll do a serious podcast one day, but, like, not right now.
I think we killed it with the Fatso stuff, though.
We
could have been worse. It could have been Lindbergh, baby.
Yeah. Go back and listen to that episode. That was a gem.
That was a gem.
And we're going to leave that one there. But
right over there.
Yep. Is there anything that we want to talk about before we go home tonight?
We got Farpoint in a week and a half. Farpoint.
Yeah. 2 weeks. So 2 weeks in Hunt Valley, Maryland?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
And we get to meet Maurice LaMarche and Rob Paulsen.
Again.
And Wallace Shawn. And Wallace Shawn.
For the first time.
Which is inconceivable, by the way.
Inconceivable!
Inconceivable!
Yep. But yeah, it's exciting. You know, if you guys are in the area and you are interested in science fiction in any way, shape, or form, by all means...
Come check it out.
Stop by the booth and say hi.
Yes, hello. Come on.
And say hello to us. We will be walking around. We will have fun times.
Mm. I think I might make it where I might bring my TV and set up some smash. Who knows?
Let me smash, Becky. Oh, feel free to follow us on Twitter.
Yes.
At Castwave Studios.
Yes. And go to castwaveshoes.com/Amazon for all your shopping needs.
Mm. Yes.
So
yes, bye. Click away, my pretties.
So I feel like we can be a little more transparent this time as we're kind of signing off. What are we planning this year?
Well, you know, there's a couple things I want to do. There's a couple shows that we had sort of put together last year that we never got a chance to implement that I would like to see done this year.
Right.
So hopefully, you know, that works out. And if we do, those will be, we'll start recording those next month. Yeah. I believe is the case.
I actually have an idea for a show that I kind of want to tease here, if you don't
mind. Oh, I hope it.
So I think everybody here knows how much I've enjoyed Power Rangers growing up.
Oh, Christ. Yeah.
So what I think would be really cool is I've actually got someone I'm talking to who is a friend of the podcast, has never actually been on the show before, but is a friend of the podcast. We've met them multiple times at Intervention. And long story short, we might be doing a tokusatsu show.
which is not going to just cover Power Rangers, but also cover Super Sentai and, you know,
Toku Sentai,
Kamen Rider, and, you know, all kinds of stuff. Godzilla movies, you know, Rodan movies, King Mothra movies.
Japan, essentially.
Yes. Anything having to do with Japanese special effects, like a live action show, not anime. But
I'll be there on the Spider-Man episode. I volunteer.
Yes, because
I volunteer for Spider-Man.
Well, see, that's the thing, because like I kind of want to do as a subsect of that show. I kind of want to do like a review of that show because I think there's only like 52 episodes.
Right.
So if I can get my hands on it, absolutely, I would love to do like a review.
Spider-Man with Leopardon.
Oh my god. It's so cool. Leopardon. You know, I kind of want to see. I kind of want to tackle like Tokuger and Killranger and a bunch of other shit that's been coming out recently in Japan. So that'd be fun.
Hashtag nani
nani daisuke no.
Anyway, so yeah, we got that. We got Awesome Con coming up in April.
Sugoi.
Sugoi
desu ne. Yes. Oh my God, that's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, but honestly, any feedback people want to give us, you know.
What do you want us to cover at AwesomeCon?
What do you want us to do in general? I mean, any feedback of what we can improve, what we can do better.
Yeah.
Feel free to leave it on our Facebook page,
Facebook or Twitter or.
Yeah.
Or the Tumblrs
at Castaway Studios, or email me Sean at castawaystudios.com. Yeah. Alrighty. Well, that's a show.
That is a show. 1 minute, 1 hour, 10 minutes in.
Yep.
I think we can call it a show. So, Sean, until next time, I'm Colin Kakamas.
I'm Brian Massey.
And I'm Sean Holmes.
And, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, you've been boldly going nowhere. Sean, hit me with the outro, baby.
I think I can find it right here.
That was the quieter one. I need the louder one.
There we go.
What did you want me to hit you with?
You fucked up. You fucked up.
Thank you, Brian. What
did you want to hit me with?
You fucked up.
Hit me with that outro.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com. Wow, that sounded great.